The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Good morning, everyone. This is Richard Address, and welcome again to Boomer Generation Radio, a radio program here on WWDB AM 860 that's designed to tackle and deal with some of the issues confronting this wonderful generation of 76 million Americans now transforming the way we age and grow older and grandparent and all kinds of interesting facets of our generational journey. And we're going to welcome here this morning Sharon Siegel, the Director of Lifelong Learning and Adult Programming at the Katz Jewish Community Center in Cherry Hill, to talk about a very, very exciting program that she's creating as a model that really may be a model for organizations and institutions across the country. And we'll be coming back to Sharon and this wonderful program called My Turn right after these words from one of our sponsors.
If there was a fire, you'd know what to do. Find the nearest fire alarm or call 911. But what if you were about to be released from the hospital and they told you you weren't ready to go home? That you needed another care facility instead because you weren't really strong enough yet? Well, waiting until the hospital asks you which center you want to go to is too late. You need a plan so you can stay in control of your life and not feel like a victim. The goal, after all, is to get your life back and get back home as soon as possible. At Powerback Rehabilitation, you get aggressive therapy plans on the newest equipment so you can get home sooner. Call today and ask for your personalized Powerback card and keep it in your wallet. If you ever need it, give it to the hospital and say, "I want my Powerback." Call Powerback Rehabilitation at 888-982-2000 or visit powerbackrehabilitation.com. Powerback Rehabilitation is a Genesis Healthcare company.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving, a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello again, Richard Address here for Boomer Generation Radio on WWDB AM 860, and we're streaming on WWDBAM.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to have a conversation with our guest, Sharon Siegel, is 610-664-4100. That's 610-664-4100. Sharon Siegel is the Director of Lifelong Programming, Lifelong Learning and Adult Program for the Katz Jewish Community Center in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And Sharon, welcome to the program. We'd like to talk to you a little bit about this very, very exciting program you're developing specifically for baby boomers called My Turn, correct?
That's correct.
Talk to me about what My Turn is, and more equally important, why did you feel the need to create it?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for inviting me onto the program. The My Turn program is specifically designed for baby boomers in mind, and we've put a lot of thought and intent behind creating this very new programming initiative at the Katz JCC. My Turn is really reflective of baby boomers taking a step back and saying, now it's time for me in my life. And now it's time, the kids are grown up. I have a little bit more time to explore some personal growth areas of interest for me, or to delve into some areas in an educational way that I need to learn more about, such as caregiving of parents.
You talk about this generation having more time, and I'm wondering if really that is as true as some of the sociologists or pundits think that it is. Sure, just think about people you know, and they seem to have a lot less time between juggling a career, grandchildren, their own work, and often caring for aging parents. There seems to be a lack of time. Where are they finding, in your experience, where are they finding this time to deal with their own personal sense of meaning and purpose?
Well, you're absolutely right. Some of the changes that we've made in this type of programming, as opposed to our normal daytiming programming, has to do with time. These programs are going to be offered in the early evening. They're also going to be offered as one-shot deals, or one-offs, as we call in programming language. This generation that we're trying to program for does not have the long-term commitment to go to a multi-week program. So therefore, we're designing a program where you can come in one time from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m., or perhaps do a workshop on a Sunday and walk away with some new knowledge.
I want to ask you about that. I was having a conversation recently with Stuart Himmelfarb from an organization in New York City that is also dealing with some research around the area of baby boomers. And he also mentioned the fact that their research seems to be showing that this generation, our generation, is pulling away from the subscription mentality and really focusing more on one, as you say, one-shot deals. Why? Is it because our attention span is less? Is it because we're involved in so many different things, or we just don't have the time to make a long-term commitment?
All of the above.
Oh, okay.
It's really for all of those reasons.
My favorite answer, by the way, on those SAT tests, all of the above.
All of the above, and most certainly we are very demanding. The programming for this demographic is very different than the lifelong learning program that's run in the daytime hours of the CATS JCC. During the daytime, we attract a lot of seniors who have a wide expanse of time, and they really can commit to multi-week programs. And they're appreciative. They're incredibly appreciative of having the opportunity to study with a professor, because being from the Depression age growing up, many of them would have gone to college, but because of economic circumstances, they were not able to go to college. This generation of baby boomers, we're talking about a very different type of animal. We're talking about a person who is highly educated and is much more demanding and exacting in what they are asking programmers to do.
Well, talk to me about the phrase demanding and exacting. I mean, you're talking about my friends and myself. What makes the 62-year-old more demanding and exacting than the 82-year-old?
We have less time, and we just want to get it all in. And we know whether we like something or don't like it, probably within the first 5 minutes of a program. It is a challenge to program for this demographic, but it's a challenge that we're up to. And we have created the My Turn programming, which launches in April, with this population in mind.
So if somebody wants to get involved with this, and they don't live in Cherry Hill, they let's say they live in Bala Cynwyd, where we are right now, but, you know, they want to learn more about this, I imagine that the information about My Turn will be available online at the website, the CATS website, right?
Absolutely.
So, real quick, what's that website screen address, screen name?
That would be www.catsjcc.org, and that's KATZJCC.org.
So walk me through three or four. You're launching this in April. Talk to me about two or three programs that you're going to be offering off the top, you know, right away.
Absolutely. On April 11th, we're starting off with a program called the Introduction of Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction.
Whoa.
And that will be led by Hope Honeyman, who has vast experience.
She'll be a guest. She's scheduled to be a guest on Boomer Generation sometime in the spring.
Hope is an expert in this area, And in just this two-hour workshop, she'll be able to explain the value of mindfulness-based stress reduction, which is something that every boomer seems to really need at this time of their life.
That's meditation.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. On May 1st, we'll be having a two-hour introduction to a workshop put together by the Coming of Age professionals called Explore Your Future. And this simply deals with the question of what's next. The boomer age that we're going through is an age of change and transformation and reflection as we take a look at our skills and our abilities, and we try to match that up with what are our dreams and hopes for the future. And that program is on May 1st. And on June 12th, we're having a program called What's It Worth? And this is a mini antique roadshow, as many boomers inherit these lovely artifacts from mom and dad, and they wonder, what's this worth? We're having some professionals from Eve Arts Gallery in Haddonfield visiting our JCC and giving people a verbal appraisal of what their treasures are worth.
What, and the people that you're talking to in this audience, this demographic that you're looking at, what are you sensing are the top three concerns amongst the baby boom generation, the people that you deal with in your work? What's on the agenda there? What are they be most interested in?
Most definitely the caregiving of our aging and elderly parents. I would say, in addition to that, our own concerns about healthy and positive aging as our bodies are changing right before our very eyes. Personal growth and transformation. We're taking a look at the years ahead of us and realizing that what we define as retirement is different than what our parents defined as retirement. And most definitely redefining the relationship we have with our young adult children.
And would you include, like, have you been asked to do some stuff around grandparenting?
Absolutely. Grandparenting today is very different than the grandparenting that we grew up with and that was modeled for us. Right now, we have very active grandparents. As a matter of fact, for my lifelong learning students, I avoid programming certain weeks when their children are typically off of school, because I know that they will be very busy and active grandparenting while their children are working, but they need coverage for those grandkids.
When we get back after this couple of messages, I want to pick up on some of the personal journey thing, because I think that really goes to the heart of from what you're talking about. And I think it also goes to the heart of the reason why you're creating the My Turn program. And a lot of organizations and institutions are struggling to find out, well, you know, the hook to get our generation into the door. Again, this is Boomer Generation Radio on WWDB AM 860 in Philadelphia, streaming on WWDBAM.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to get in touch with Sharon, is 610-664-4100 here at the station. I want to take a couple of seconds here to remind you about a couple of friends of mine, Mal and Barbara, down in southern New Jersey. They're involved with Tandems East of Pittsgrove, New Jersey, and this is a specialty tandem bicycle shop which caters to individuals and couples who are serious about cycling together and being fit in an exciting sport. Mal and Barbara have been doing this for a long time. The Tandems East is now in its 25th year, and they're involved with selling bikes around the world in South Jersey and the Philadelphia area, and they offer all kinds of specialty events and brands that cover the industry. They've asked me to remind you again of some upcoming special events. Tandem Expo coming up at the end of this month at the Pittsgrove Township Middle School. There'll be all kinds of items for sale. It's open to the public. The event is free. There's a Tandem Sunday, which sounds interesting, on May the 5th in Elmer, New Jersey, and a Tandem Weekend coming up at the Golden Inn in Avalon on May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd. You can contact Tandems East at 856-451-5104. That's 856-451-5104. Their website is www.tandemseast.com. You can friend them on Facebook. Their hours are Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturdays during the day, 8 to 5. And again, their phone number is 856-451-5104. Ask for a mail or Barbara. Tell them Richard Address says hello, and they'll take very, very good care of you if you're interested in getting involved in tandem bicycling and that whole industry. It's a great way to meet people and be outdoors, get some very, very good exercise, give them a call. Tell them we said hello. Again, this is Boomer Generation Radio on WWDB AM 860, WWDBAM.com. And the phone number in the studio is 610-664-4100. Again, a shout out to Tony, our producer and board operator, keeps us sane and on track here. So we go back to our guest today, Sharon Siegel, the lifelong learning director and the director of adult programming for the Katz Jewish Community Center in Cherry Hill, who is developing this one of a kind and pilot program really for our area and the area of reaching out to baby boomers called My Turn. And Sharon's been walking us through a little bit about some of the programs, the launch next month in April. The phone number again to get in touch with you before I ask you to go on to something else. How, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, they get in touch with this program by how?
You can either call me at the Katz JCC, which is 856-424-4444. I'm at extension 1297. Or you can reach me through the Katz JCC website, www.katzjcc.org, KATZJCC.org.
So Sharon, you were mentioning some of the ideas and some of the reasons why you're creating this program. You mentioned the idea that this is a generation, and many people are telling us this, that is involved with change and personal transformation, familial transformation, interested in redefining retirement, redefining work, very involved with caregiving. I want to ask you some personal questions here about when you have these conversations with your friends, you're hanging out down ashore, you're hanging out on the beach, your kids are now out of the house, I would imagine, most
yes.
of your friends. You're in that, quote, empty nester phase, and we'll get back to that in a minute. But when you're talking with your friends and, you know, the deflector shields are down, so to speak, to reference from the good old days of TV, talk to me about what your hopes and dreams are amongst your friends about your own ideas about this concept of transformation. What are you and your peer group looking for? How do you view these next 10, 15 years? What are your dreams? What are your hopes? What do you want to accomplish?
I think all of our friends are looking at their skills and abilities and projecting into the future, what are we going to do in a meaningful way with those skills and abilities to satisfy our own personal growth. For some of us, it's volunteer work. For some of us, it might be going back for a graduate degree. For some of us, it might be learning new skills that are sort of adjacent and to our present skills. For instance, somebody that I know is currently in actuarial sciences, but as he looks forward to retirement, he's contemplating a new career in as a financial advisor. So that might be a perfect example of what my friends are going through.
You talk about the idea of retirement. I mean, I imagine you mentioned this issue, and I would imagine that part of the My Turn curriculum, for want of a better term, would it deal with how to transition from full-time work into doing something that you've always wanted to do, but for the last 30 years couldn't?
Possibly. That's always one of the possibilities out there. I like to call retirement my so-called retirement because as I work with people at the JCC, I'm really not seeing people retire fully or in the same way.
It's a dirty word.
It's very much a dirty word. What I'm seeing are people powering back from full-time careers to part-time careers. I'm seeing them very often power back to very active volunteer work and civic engagement.
Right. Do you sense from this generation a sense of real give? I want to give back something to the community. I've worked, but now is my turn to give back because I'm picking that up, the give back, what I call the give back syndrome. We pick this up around the country as I go around doing some of these workshops.
Absolutely. We are definitely seeing it. I don't think a week goes by at the JCC without somebody walking into my office and saying, I'm really looking for something to do that's meaningful. I'm not talking about envelope stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about contributing my skills in a very meaningful way to either your organization or an organization that you know about.
So I wonder, this whole idea of meaning, which I've written about, it's written about a lot in people who study this phenomenon, study this generation, this search for meaning. This is a time to bring myself into a search for meaning and purpose in my life. You're developing this My Turn program. It's specifically geared for baby boomers. You've already said you want to talk about this idea of personal meaning. But to you, Sharon Siegel, what does that phrase mean?
I'm exploring that now, as a matter of fact. I happen to be undergoing a 4-part workshop called Explore Your Future. And this is given by Coming of Age. And I really started to go to this workshop to evaluate it, to bring the entire workshop into the CATS JCC's My Turn programming. However, as I've sat through the programming in an evaluative state, I found that as I do the exercises that systematically guide you into thinking about who you are, how you got that way, what you think the future might look like, and what you want to accomplish in the future, they're very personal exercises. And I can't help but think about my own situation and what skills and abilities I want to bring into future career growth and personal development.
Yeah, Dick Goldberg, who runs Coming of Age, he'll be a guest here on Boomer Generation Radio at the end of April. So this is all part of this whole phenomenon of really reaching out and trying to figure out, you know, what, as some of us often say, what we want to do when we grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Which longevity, as you know, has placed a major opportunity for us. And boomers are expecting to live longer, which raises the issue, and you touched on this on some of the programmatic ideas that you're talking about in My Turn, health.
Yes.
How important, how much on the agenda is the most important thing that I have to do now that my kids are grown? I have this new phase in my life. The biggest wild card, the thing I worried about most, is staying healthy. How are we going to deal with that in My Turn?
That is absolutely a concern. Very luckily at our CATS JCC, we have an incredible health and wellness program that already exists. The purpose of My Turn is really to take those boomers who are in the health and wellness program and give them some additional programming to engage with. We have no trouble getting boomers into our building. They are very actively involved in their own positive aging from a health and wellness point of view because they have major concerns about that. The My Turn program is going to be giving them something to do intellectually along with their wellness curriculum.
One of the other things before we start running out of time here that I do want to pursue that seems to also be coming more involved with the baby boom generation, and I think you mentioned this before we went on the air, the role and the use of social media and technology to reach out and be in contact with the baby boom generation, as opposed to the old-fashioned, we'll send out a flyer, we'll put an ad in the newspaper. Talk to me about how you're going to use that for My Turn.
We are marketing My Turn using some very different channels than we would have marketed the lifelong learning curriculum. Just as you said, social media will play a key role. We now have somebody on board at the CATS JCC who specializes in the role of using social media effectively, and will be engaging in her skills to promote the program.
So are you finding that the boomers now are becoming more adept, learning from our kids' generation of using Facebook, Twitter, all this other stuff, half of which I can't remember, and I'm not so sure I even know how to. I mean, that's why I call my kids. So,
absolutely.
And you're going to be using this to put to hype My Turn. Once again, My Turn, starting in April, the CATS Jewish Community Center, they want to get a hold of you to try and understand what these programs are. They can get a hold of you at the website.
The website is www.catsjcc.org, or you can call me directly at 856-424-4444. I'm at extension 1297.
And before we say goodbye today, I just want to mention again, and thank you very much, somebody who's also been involved with some of your program, a very good friend of mine, Steve Lubetkin from Lubetkin Global Communications. And he wanted me to remind you that if you're thinking about the possibility of developing your own family legacy program, an audio video history of your loved ones, having their own words describe their journey, their story, he'd be more than happy to sit and talk with you to see how you can develop something like that, to create a family legacy video that you'll probably treasure for years to come. It's a great way to continue this ongoing understanding of generation to generation. You can get more information from Steve at www.lubetkin.net. That's LubeTkin.net. Or give him a call at 856-751-5491. That's 856-751-5491. You can mention Boomer Generation Radio, and he'll take care of you. It's a very, very good idea to start either personally with your family, or if you're involved in an organization that wants to create some sort of video history, which I know many churches and religious organizations and synagogues are thinking of doing. So once again, let me thank you, Sharon Siegel, the Lifelong Learning and Adult Program Director for the CATS Jewish Community Center in Cherry Hill, launching this very, very interesting new program next month, My Turn, specifically geared to the engagement of our generation, the baby boom generation. I thank you for coming into our studios and educating us to what My Turn is going to be. Good luck with that. Good luck
thank
with everything.
You.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and have a great day. See you next week on Boomer Generation Radio.